Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good Friday morning. We've made it to the end of the week, a Feel Good Friday. Welcome in on 1620 The Zone. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. Nick, Jimmy, and Gary all here for you. Glad to have you in, boys. We've made it to Friday. We've also made it to another morning after the hardest working man in the business. Right here in our community, friend of 1620 The Zone, John Higgins, last night. Higgy. I thought that Higgy would be home. No! He was throwing Chris Holtmann out of a game in Columbus, Ohio. My man, you got to sleep. When do you sleep?
Take a night off.
Wow. I thought he
maybe
might be.
Maybe tonight?
I thought he might be off. And then while I was doing the Omaha game, I was watching Twitter during one of the breaks. And as Ohio State basketball was having a meltdown, and boy, could Ohio State and Wisconsin both not make the NCAA tournament? When was the last time that happened, that they both didn't make it? But Ohio State is really, really struggling. They've lost 8 of 9. It has not been a good year. And you look at their roster and you go, whoa, they should not be in a slump like this. So Chris Holtmann loses it last night and gets thrown out of the game by
Higgy.
John Higgins.
I see Higgy's cranky.
Hey, he threw.
Higgy's at the end of a stretch. He's cranky.
Did you guys see his move?
No.
He was
no.
Like it was like the umpire.
You thumb him?
It was the home plate umpire. It's like
a good one.
Get out of here! Yeah, I just gave him the old heave ho yesterday.
Hey, you know what? There are two moments that a basketball official can really style it, can really set it up, and just style it. That is obviously, and this is why you know theory of certain officials wanting to call a charge when you can just see the no, we're yeah. going this way. You know, you really sell that one.
The Ed Hightower.
Well, yeah. Or thumbing them. You know, you could do a subtle, like, you just point to the exit. Or you could really reach back, wind up, and just, yeah! So good for Higgy. But Higgy's cranky, though. I would not, you know, this is, if I'm a coach, and I'm aware of Higgy's schedule, I'm on my better behavior. Not saying my best, but I'm on my better behavior. Because it's only natural. Because I assume during the day he's not just napping and, you know, getting his cardio on and getting ready for the game. He's got a job. He's got a full-time job. He's got to facilitate.
His full-time job is officiating basketball.
But he's got to facilitate.
And appearing in his television commercials for his John Higgins weather guy.
He's got a company, yeah. Though. He's got to know what's going on. So that's taking up his day, too.
What would be the worst way to get thrown out? Like that? Where you get the old heave-ho and the official is a little bit demonstrative, or the official, because we are an umpire in baseball, where you see them, they just point. They don't make a thing of it where they have to go the old heave-ho motion. Yeah. They just
like,
point.
Go.
Yeah, they just like, go away. You're done. Go away.
I think it's that, because that's where you're not, think about when you engage in confrontation. You want to bring that person onto your level, and then it becomes very fun back and forth. So when you get the very emotional, the very pronounced heave-ho, then you're like, ha-ha, I got this guy fired up. He did that. He's pissed off. But if you get the, come on, dude, yeah, leave. Then you're like, come on!
There's no
I can't break you!
Yeah. I want the other one.
I want the Earl Weaver
yes.
effect.
See, we miss that in baseball because of replay. You very rarely now have arguments yeah. because of replay in baseball. And that was one of the jewels of baseball, is you would have arguments, like heated arguments, where you would have, you know, the Lou Piniellas and the Lloyd McClendons that involved the base.
Yeah, the bases being, you know, picked up and
the,
tossed.
The move to come out and kick dirt over home plate.
A bucket of baseballs every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody could be Wally Backman, who, if you've seen any of the videos of Wally Backman, yep. he just loses it. And usually it's when either him or the umpire is mic'd up, and so you hear everything that he's going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, we miss those in baseball, and we're going to miss them even more when you get to the robo-umps behind home plate. Because what are you going to do? You're going to come
go
out
after the robot.
Argue against a computer?
Right.
You think Boone will be looking into a computer screen, that little MacBook Air that's behind home plate?
Yeah.
We're savages at the plate. Can't you see that, Apple?
You are wrong. Get back in dugout.
You're gonna find out where the technology base is at each facility and just go storming over there. Just try to go absolutely ham on the computer. Yeah. Isn't this crazy, though? This is where
we
are.
You can't throw an umpire out of the game.
And for the umpires, like, I'm sure there's some that don't mind a little chin wagging, a little back and forth. They probably don't mind. Probably kind of fun. Probably, you know, gets the blood boiling. But now they're just going to be like, that wasn't my call. You might, I would love for an umpire to even say, yeah, you know what, to me, it actually looked like a strike too. But I was told it was a ball. Like, that would be hilarious for the umpires that are against the robo-ump. And I'm sure there are. There has to be. I would love it if they're just kind of throwing the whole thing under the bus. Like, yeah, you and me both, man. I thought that was a bad call, but hey, Sky Judge, the robot got me.
Buy you dinner.
I can't do anything. My hands are tied. And then so they're both yelling at the computer. It'd be great. Maybe that's where we're going. We're going to actually have the alignment of umpires and managers over a bad call towards the technology.
Then they're all friends, and there's no fun in that.
Allies.
So I embrace what Higgy did last night then. Good for
him. Yeah, Holtman's kind of at the end of his rope. That's been a long season for Ohio State, and you can tell that he wanted to go. But it was just kind of the old heave-ho, gots to go. Now,
well, that Nebraska loss isn't aging well for them either.
No, it is not. I thought the St. Thomas head coach, he could have been on the verge of getting tossed last night in the Omaha-St. Thomas game. He got a technical. So, you know, and kudos to St. Thomas. They're 6-6 in the Summit League in their second year in the playing Division I, making the jump from D3 to D1. And I keep saying, watch out for St. Thomas. Somebody just dropped a $75 million gift on the doorstep to build a multi-purpose basketball and hockey arena.
Looks really nice, too, in the renderings.
I've said this for 10 years down the road because of their enormous endowment and where they're located.
Yeah.
The Big East will be a prime spot for St. Thomas.
Ooh.
I mean, they'll play basketball at the XL Center.
Wow.
You know, hockey will play in that arena. Now, watch out for St. Thomas. But their head coach, who, you know, was there when they were Division III, actually is a faculty member. Or was, he was getting on the officials last night. And they did the old, he was on the floor too far, technical foul. When he really wasn't arguing with them, he rides the officials a little bit. So they gave him a technical. And then, of course, what happened the rest of the game, he got pretty intense. And that game, like the Nebraska women's game last night, there were a lot of fouls called in the second half. And both of those games went forever. The second half of the Omaha-St. Thomas game last night, an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was.
That's insane.
Well, both teams were in the double bonus with about 13 minutes to go in the game.
Good Lord.
Great night to work on your free throw shooting.
And it's funny you bring that up.
Unfortunately, St. Thomas was 27 of 29 at the line.
The timing of it, too. It's some of the games that my wife has actually been in the room watching this last week, is she said, that game's over already? Like, we were watching, it was Creighton-Georgetown, and then, gosh, would have been, it must have been the Nebraska game. And it was two Nebraska games in a row that ended like just under 2 hours. She's like, am I wrong or is that quick? I'm like, no, that's actually pretty quick.
Yeah, because Georgetown was 7:20, I think.
Well, and you're in those games where you're not fouling down the stretch.
That game the other night flew. The Creighton game like flew by.
Oh, yeah, totally. And those games that I'm speaking of too, pretty much every game Nebraska's been involved in lately, is you're not getting fouls down the stretch. You're not getting a lot of that, you know, start and stop down the stretch. But yeah, like it jammed me kind of thinking, because then I was watching KU K-State again, another game that was
officiated by John Higgins.
John Higgins, and also not really in doubt at the end there.
I love Higgy.
It was at two. It was right at two hours.
I love Higgy. I've been around the Summit League long enough, so I think I know every official that works. So, you know, you bump into him in the hallway before a game and you'll chat a little bit. And one of the officials was talking about the schedule that they were working. And they've worked, last night here in Omaha was their fifth game in 7 days. and they were talking about their month of February, where they will make close to about $25,000 this month just working as a basketball official.
And Higgy make that in a week?
Well, there's a lot of them. There's, you know, there's also fewer officials because they have cleansed, especially in the Summit League, they've cleansed some of the poor officials from either doing games or doing very many games. But I am noticing in college basketball this year, and the Nebraska women's game against Michigan State last night was the same thing. That fourth quarter went forever. And fortunately for Nebraska, it ended when it did because Michigan State was coming back after they were down 20. But there are two things that I'm noticing in college basketball, either more men than women, is I don't know where this started, but you will call a foul, but if the basket goes in, you don't call the foul. I see this once a game with Omaha. Is let's say I'm driving to the basket and I get fouled, but I fight through the contact and lay it up. Unless it is a pretty glaring foul, they will not call the foul because the basket went. But if you miss the basket, they will call the foul.
So these are delayed whistles?
A little bit, kind of like in hockey. So last night, there was a play where one of the lead official was ready to call a foul. He had the closed fist, and it was Frankie Fiddler walked around a guy to go lay it up, and the guy bumped him a little bit but didn't knock Frankie off the path to the basket.
Yeah.
So the open fist was up. There was no whistle. The basket was laid in, and they let it go. Now, I've seen that happened three times last night in that game, and I've seen it elsewhere. There is the other thing that is becoming, and this has been an issue in college basketball, and I don't know, as an official, I think this would be a little bit tricky to call consistently, is we are seeing this more, and I don't know that it's taught. I think it's probably in some cases, probably minimal some cases, just a natural reaction, but going up for a shot where you kick out your leg, you know, you're creating contact with your leg. I'm seeing that more this year, and some places it's getting called, others it is not. Or if it's getting called, it's not necessarily on the shooter kicking out their leg. It is on the person that they have made contact with.
Yeah. I would venture to guess those are inexperienced officials that maybe bite on that. But that's interesting about the almost kind of holding the whistle until I see the result of the drive. Like, and I made a, I'm looking at you like, what? Not because I don't believe you, but why would that become a thing? Like, what type of points of emphasis? Because you always hear that every year, and I'm sure Higgy or anybody else could probably clue us in on that. And I'm sure, obviously, the coaches you talk to as well would talk about certain points of emphasis at the beginning of the year of like, okay, here's what they're really trying to crack down on. We see it in football as well. I mean, same thing in basketball. But what, in college basketball, trending-wise, as far as what officials are looking for, could lead to that, is maybe my bigger question of why you're kind of like a little hesitant to make the call until you see the ball clearly is not going in, and there was, you know, you think there's contact there. I just, that's odd to me. I haven't, now it's something that I'm going to look for, because it's something that I haven't noticed, but, you know, you see it week in and week out. I haven't noticed that. It's something that I'm curious now as we get a little bit more traffic into the lane and you get a little bit more bump in. If the shot falls, like how many and ones are we getting as opposed to, oh, it didn't go in, guys at the line. That's interesting.
Yeah, like last night on this drive, and it wasn't like he got completely hammered, but he got bumped. If he doesn't make the lay-in, they'll call the foul, and instead of the two on the lay-in, Fiddler's got two free throws. It's become more common I've seen around college basketball in the last couple of months.
Is it pace of play?
No, I don't know what it is, because I will hear coaches say, isn't that a foul regardless?
Right, right. Well, no, coach, he scored. We're good.
Yeah, they let the play. If he scores, no foul. If he doesn't score, then we call a foul. Because here's the thing to watch, Nick. Is they are like basically delayed whistles.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. It'd have to be a delayed whistle.
So what would have happened in that play is Fiddler would have gone up and laid up the ball, and as everybody watches to see if it drops. Then if it doesn't, then the whistle sounds, and you go, well, that was late.
Yeah, because you're trained to hear.
No, that's what they're doing.
Whistle, then you see what the ball does. Like, whistle, oh, are we getting an and one? Oh, he just missed. As opposed to, oh, the ball went in. Oh, wait, wasn't there contact? Or ball didn't go in, then the whistle. And you're like, wait, did it happen after the shot then? That's what I would think, is something happened after the shot because that's a late whistle. Real quick, do we know, is Higgy off tomorrow? Because there's some good games. I just want to see.
Oh, he can't take Saturday off.
Well, it's, there's a big Gonzaga St. Mary's game tomorrow night. I want to know if he's going out there.
Wow. Is there a direct flight from right. Columbus, Ohio to Spokane?
Come on. If you're going to do it big.
I think he's got to be off today because he was off last Friday. So,
there's really no reason to officiate games tonight.
So, Fridays to John Higgins is a Sabbath. So it takes today off.
I mean,
would anybody be surprised if he's working Iowa State KU tomorrow at Hilton?
Ah, there's a good one. Yeah,
I
mean,
that's almost expect it.
Best game of the day in the Big 12.
Yeah, 11 a.m. I expect it. Then he's got the rest of the day off.
Yeah, he can drive home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'd be a lot better to just the whole John Wayne and this whole thing. He goes all the way out to Gonzaga.
I want to go with him. I want to spend a week with him.
That would be awesome. Just the travels?
Yeah, we just travel around. We go all the great games of that week. I would be in the stands to defend him if people are giving him a bad time.
You could have like a John Higgins shirt.
I'm just here for the ref.
I would wear I would wear the stripes in the stands. Get off of him! That was a good call. Good job, John. Good job, John.
Yeah, because usually
let's go.
When the kids wear the referee shirt, they're usually mocking them, or they're holding up, the eye chart. Like, you would actually be there, like, why we wear jerseys for our favorite teams. You'd be wearing the jersey of the referee. Or just wear a John Higgins weather guard shirt, too.
Do that, too. That'd be a good one.
I mean, I think it's a fantastic idea, because you could just make it a road show. It'd be one of the most random, obscure reasons to do any type of road show, but I think it'd be fascinating. You'd see amazing basketball games.
We wouldn't have time to do any shows because, remember, we're traveling. We're on the first flight out in the
morning. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. We'd have to probably do it in the actual terminal.
But I'd be in the crowd cheering for the official.
I think it'd be awesome.
Officials. I'd be like, good job. That was not a block. That was a charge. Good call. Good call, guys. Let's go.
Think how many good basketball games you would see. You'd see one probably sort of like, oh, interesting matchup. Not saying that the teams would be bad, but not a marquee matchup, but then you would see like four or five amazing matchups. Yeah. That'd be great. That could be awesome.
Jerry says, on a much smaller scale, this is the same way with Metro High School basketball officiating. The best officials are always working the best games.
So
I think it's also a little bit of a case of, you know, we're a little bit of an outlier here in Nebraska. The officials are actually the number of officials is up. So kudos to the NSAA, Nate Newhouse and his group that are in charge of that, of encouraging more men and women to officiate across a lot of sports. But there's like in Minnesota continues to postpone games because they don't have enough officials. But I saw it more this fall in high school football, where there's just not a lot of crews here in the metro. So crews are working Thursday night and they're working Friday, and they're working some of the better games. But not everybody can be John Higgins. And we love you, Higgy. We kid because we care.
We're fans.
And if you'd like to take me along, that'd be great. And then let me pick up your, flight miles and all your points and all that kind of stuff.
No kidding.
He's got to be off today.
Yeah.
He's got to be off today. There's nothing going on. There's no like a conference on Friday that he would work in.
No.
That'll give him time to get to Des Moines.
Yeah, I like what you guys...
He can hang out in Des Moines and then go to Ames tomorrow.
Exactly.
I just like Friday's the Sabbath for. It's good.
Have a nice meal tonight. Do an early game tomorrow.
Again, what was it the other day when we were talking about his schedule? Somebody pointed out he only works 2 hours a day.
Yeah, they said two and a half.
Two and a half hours a day. Just load up on some Ben Gay.
Yeah.
You know what? You're fine. Do some stretching. Yeah. Sleep on the plane. You're good. Pop a couple of 5-hour energies before you go out on the floor.
Yeah.
Make sure your hair looks good. Oh, you got this one. You got this.
Higgy's one of those guys, too, that you always know where he is on the court. Said the same look. Looks the same. When you don't really see close-ups, obviously, with everything going on in real time. But Same little flow going on and everything.
That's true. He does age very well because he looks exactly the same as when I was in college.
He's in great shape. If you're doing it that long and you're doing that many games, you got to be in good shape. He's in good shape.
Hey, that's a key point about basketball officials. You got to be in shape. Mm-hmm. There's a guy in the Summit League. I will not mention his name, but he's down to like maybe a game a week. He's gotten a little bit older, and he just can't keep up.
Yeah.
We see that in football where officials that get a little bit older that have to do a lot of running and they just can't keep up. It's tough on them to properly officiate a game. But that's a good point. I mean, you have to be in shape. I mean, this is not AAU basketball where you come up the floor and you get to the half court line and you stand there or you barely make it across.
Right.
I mean, these guys got to run up and down the floor, but not in some cases where they're sprinting the entire time.
Will he be? Here's a quote. Prep Bell last night, right? Mm-hmm. Will he be there
to officiate?
Yeah. Just because he's bored. I don't know. Wow. Now his
like going would, for pick would, up him. Hey, you guys
how
need
would,
a ref.
How would, so his how older, would Josh and Doug react if
Higgy comes up? Hey, he's a fill-in.
I imagine because both of those guys have coached AAU, and at times Higgy will help out and officiate some AAU summer stuff, especially the River Cities.
Okay,
I bet he's officiated those two coming up.
There's rapport. I bet you anything. There's rapport.
I think you'll see one of the top crews for that game. And you'll see also Millard North and Millard South girls play tonight. So I think you'll see a top crew for that.
Maybe Higgy would be. No. It's like, hey, you know what? Does anybody need any help tonight?
I don't know that he'd be allowed.
Yeah, probably not.
Unless it was like an emergency and he was sitting in the stands. And he goes, I got to go out to my car.
Probably.
Sprints out to his car and he's got his gear in the back.
Oh, I'm sure it's got to be. It's probably like an addiction. Like you always have it with you. Like,
5 minutes
sure?
stretch in the gym. All right.
Everybody good?
Ready.
It'd be even a better story if he like wore it underneath whatever he's wearing to the game. He's like Superman.
Yep. He comes
out of the eighth row, puts down his popcorn and his drink.
One of the rare guys that still wears like the snap away tearaways. Let's go.
Ref on demand.
Yeah.
Hey, I would go out, you go out to OSA and they got all those courts and you're official on call.
Yeah.
Hey, we need somebody on court four.
Yeah.
No problem. Right. I'm there.
I got you.
Have whistle, we'll travel.
Aren't you John Higgins? Maybe.
No, I get that all the time.
Maybe. Maybe I'm not.
No, I'm actually his brother.
Yeah. I was going to say. So
it's a good basketball family.
His brother I knew very well when he would ump our baseball games when I was coaching in Columbus. Tim. I think he did a lot of volleyball, too. Yeah. Grand Island guy. Couldn't as well as Brooks Wells.
Couldn't in a volleyball schedule, you could just work nearly every day?
So. Yeah, you're stationary pretty much. You're right there at the net. Because everybody that's in the corners, they're usually volunteers. It's not actual like officials.
Iowa JD says, officials always have the gear in the car.
I think they do. Well, and he would know, right? Yeah, softball.
You're
softball
on call. Guy. Yeah. All right, 6:29. Welcome in on a Feel Good Friday. Coming up a little bit later, Stephen M. Sipple will join us. He blew us off yesterday to talk to Matt Rhule.
Can't imagine.
Did they? The only thing they talked about was quarterbacks?
Apparently. That's all I saw.
It's part of their discussion, so we will discuss that with Sip and still some stuff left over from Matt Rhule talking to the rest of us plebs earlier in the week. Chad Brown stopped by, the former Colorado linebacker, former NFLer. We'll get his thoughts. How soon before we get to a question about Deion? What if we went the whole interview with Chad Brown, who, by the way, very bold of you, Nick, to reach out to a friend of yours to say, hey, you want to come on the show? Chad Brown, what a bad moment in Nebraska football history.
Mm-hmm. He'll talk about it, too.
Well, he doesn't need to.
I'm just saying.
Well, then we'll talk about 94, and we'll talk about 95.
Mm-hmm.
We'll forget about 01. It never happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What if we went a whole interview with Chad Brown without bringing up Deion Sanders? Would he be surprised?
Yeah.
Would he
maybe relieved.
Would he insert Deion Sanders himself?
I think he'd find a way to, yeah. Because if we're talking Nebraska, Colorado, the old days, I think somehow you could veer that into, and now, I mean, if you look at Colorado with Coach Prime there, so I think it'd be pretty easy for him to take the lead on that if he really... I mean, if we're getting dry on the Deion content.
By the way, Deion Sanders was asked why he got all these Florida guys to come to Boulder. He said because it's not really cold in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
I remember watching that 91 game. It looked pretty chilly there.
That was, what, 12 degrees at kickoff? Mm-hmm.
You're going to have your days.
Concrete turf.
Oh. Days and evenings.
Chad Brown will stop by, and then Matt Verzal will be by, and we will go into a deep dive in how many times offensive linemen hold. I'll just light the match on that one. Super Bowl is a week from Sunday. We will have some thoughts on that because I have an amazing stat. Speaking of stats, LeBron is 63 points away from becoming the all-time scorer in the history of the NBA, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He's ahead of the projection date.
Looks like next week.
Mm-hmm. Projection date was the 12th.
It will not be their next game. They play at New Orleans. Then they come home. They're home for two, and then on ABC in prime time, in 2 weeks, or no, a week from tomorrow, they're at Golden State. But if he doesn't have 63 over the next couple of games, what are we doing? Then the fix is in for him to, you know, do it on a particular date.
If you do it at Golden State, though, for him, that's got to mean a little bit.
Something would have happened because I think he'll get it. I think he will get it against Oklahoma City when they come back off this road trip. And if you want to go see it, the get-in price see LeBron break the record, $24,000.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
If you want to sit courtside, it's $100,000.
Or no Jack.
Why would you pay $100,000 unless you were just a diehard and you had too much money?
Yeah.
Why would you pay $100,000 to be in the building for that?
Well, you just said it right there. That's why.
Even when Barry Bonds was chasing the home run record, never did it get to 100,000.
No.
Now, the highest price tickets were out in the outfield.
Mm-hmm. Go that ball. It's a good investment.
But 100,000 to sit courtside for the Oklahoma City game, which is probably the game that he will break the all-time scoring record.
I like Oklahoma City. It's fun. Fun place to hang out, but yeah, no. Sorry. What would you
say? No, that game's in LA.
Oh, okay. Never mind. What would you pay? Like if you had a rare opportunity to see that, like what would you pay?
Somewhere where I had a seat where my phone could do good video and it didn't look like I was in another atmosphere.
Like, is that worth like a couple grand?
I like LeBron. I don't know that I'm paying to be in the building when he sets a record.
Yeah, like if someone said, "Hey, do you want to go?" Like, I think this would be cool, and you kind of talk me into it. I would definitely have a cap, and it would be. I think it would be like $2,000.
I mean, I'm leery of paying $3,700 for a Super Bowl ticket. There's no way I'm paying $24,000 to watch LeBron break a record.
Hell no. No. Again, certain people that are in a certain tax bracket, good for you. Yeah. But I'm not doing that.
You just have some money to throw away. You're like, $24,000. Eh. To some of us, that's a yearly salary.
Must be
to
nice.
You, it's to go to a basketball game between the Lakers and Oklahoma City.
You know what? Take that money and donate it to the Boys and Girls Club and get them some seats to see it. That's what you do.
See what you did there on a feel-good Friday. All right, 34 past the hour. That's the lineup brought to you by the hardest-working referee in college basketball and his company here in town, the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Off and running, we will talk about that record because LeBron is now within range at the age of 38. He's 63 points away. He's going to break that record maybe in the same week that Tom Brady, who broke many records, retires. Is there a comparison? That and much more. We roll till 10 on a Feel Good Friday of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.